Magic number 9 hockey broadcast. Special playoff edition, game 1. Islanders versus Penguins. Wow. Well, much has been talked about as far as the Penguins' depth, and it should be ridiculous. End of the season trade acquisitions, Jerome Iginla, Jussi Jokinen, Brendan Morrow, Doug Murray. Just layer on, just throw another layer of frosting on the cake that is Crosby, Dupuis, Malkin, Neal, Letang, Paul Martin. I don't think embarrassment of riches is a strong enough phrase. They're deep like the ocean. There is no way they are going to lose to the Islanders, who got in through scrappiness and basically on the back of star forward John Tavares. Michael Grabner was also valuable. Nabokov had a good streak and goalie, but let's face it, it's a fluke to see the Islanders, the once storied 4-in-a-row Stanley Cup champs, back when they had an excellent coach, excellent goaltending, and probably the greatest penalty kill of all time, led by Dennis Potvin. Those days are 20, 30 years in the past. Yeah. The Islanders haven't been worth a damn for years. They don't even know if they're going to have a home next year. Well, until this year. Now we know they're going to move to Brooklyn and be the Brooklyn Islanders. Well, good for them. Goody, goody, goody for you. You're closer to the New York market. Well, fantastic. That's going to do you absolutely no good against a team full of Hall of Famers like the Penguins. I don't like the Penguins, but I respect the hell out of the Penguins. I've still got bad blood with them over the 08 Stanley Cup they stole on the backs of a Gary Bettman fix against Detroit, who should have rightfully had their second cup in a row, 07, 08. Anyways, water under the bridge. But hockey players have long memories, and so do hockey fans. That being said, it is impossible not to respect the talents of Crosby, Malkin, Dupuis, Iginla. Iginla has always been one of the most incredible skaters and dynamic personalities you could ever have. He's been carrying the entire Calgary franchise, admittedly not to the playoffs, but hey, one guy can only do so much. But he's been carrying them for years. Putting him in to the Pittsburgh lineup is having exactly the effect that moving a franchise player like Rick Nash to the Rangers is having. It makes them pretty much invincible. I mean, they've got 3 Hall of Fame lines. Their fourth line is ridiculous. And a rookie, Bo Bennett, is the guy who starts the scoring in what ends up being a 5-0 shutout. Fleury in the goal. Let's face it, Fleury is as solid a goaltender as anybody could ask for. Does he have the flashes of brilliance of a Jimmy Howard or a Roberto Luongo? No. Does he have the inconsistency of a Nabokov or even a Rinne? No. He's even and rock solid and steady all the time, day in, day out. And with the defense in front of him that he has, he doesn't have to work that hard. He could be worse and still win games. But the fact is, he isn't worse. He is a Stanley Cup goalie. There is no question that the Penguins are the favorites in the East. And the absolute ass-whipping they dealt out to the Islanders on the first game, who couldn't even form a coherent offense, much less get anything happening in the net. It was a symposium on how to be beaten by the Islanders. I don't know. I don't know if they'll even win a single game. I would say Penguins in 4. I'm going to bet sweep. I think the Islanders are completely outclassed in every single department. The few flashes of talent they have, they have one hope, basically, and that's to start playing a 1-3-1 strangulation style of hockey that makes everybody crazy mad, and nobody wants to see, and everybody gets all sandy vagina over it, gets all pissed off to see the 1-3-1. Oh, it slows down the game. Oh, trap hockey, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Your back's up against it. You're hopelessly outclassed. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time in how long? Do what you gotta do, Islanders. Do what you gotta do. Play dirty. Go for injuries. Do whatever you gotta do because you have no hope. None. Playing straight up 5-on-5 and expecting to get past these guys. They are gonna roll on you like a steamroller on asphalt. So, I don't know. In a way, it's almost nothing to be said. This is a series that's going to be quick, brutal, and ugly. And unless the Penguins, I don't know, if their bus crashes into a bridge and they have 15 injuries, maybe the Islanders could take them. Otherwise, this is just, it's going to be a slaughter. It's really going to be a question of how many goals total the Penguins are going to score in 4 games. I would say at least 16 goals. That's my conservative estimate. Probably 16 goals. Probably 4 goals a game. Pittsburgh in 4. That's all I got to say about this one. I'll see you next game.